Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for day 48 of Sefirat HaOmer, Erev Shavuot. We've just started Masechet Gittin on Shabbat, and now we are in chapter 1, Mishnah Hey. Kol get, any get, sheyesh alav eid kuti, that one of the signatories is a Kuthian, a Samaritan, pusul, is invalid. Now, get in this context means a financial document generally, because the Mishnah explains, chutz, the exceptions are gitei nashim v'shichroi avadim, the get given to end a marriage and the emancipation proclamation for an Eved Kenani. Now, first of all, the Kuthians, the Samaritans, we have mentioned they were a foreign people who were imported into the northern kingdom of Israel. Sennacherib kicked out most of the Jews from the north. He imported people, population transfer, ethnic cleansing. And these people were not Jewish. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were attacked by lions. So they complained and they said, hey, we need a Jewish priest, a Kohen, to tell us how to do the Jewish religion so we stop getting attacked by lions. So they converted so they wouldn't be murdered by lions. And throughout the years, it seemed there was some doubts if their conversion was really genuine. They were known to be very exacting in certain mitzvot and not so much in other mitzvot. And then years later, the sages discovered these Kuthians were still holding on to their idolatry that they had imported with them. As the Talmud describes in Kedushin, page 75. However, during the period where the Kuthians were basically assumed to be Jewish, but, you know, you might have some doubts, the story was we wouldn't trust them for a financial document, but for a get or a get shichror, because the witnesses have to sign together in each other's presence. So if you have a normal Jewish, everybody knows this guy, he's a kosher guy, and he signs the get, he's signing at the same time as the Kuthian, the Kuti, so he'll check him out and make sure he's one of the kosher ones. And the Gemara explains they had the Kuti sign first, and the Jew who's known to be kosher, upstanding, sign after him, and he would not affix his signature to a document if somebody who was improper, invalid, and not careful in mitzvot had signed above him. So we know it must have been valid. Now the Mishnah states, "My say in an event shehaviyul ifni Rabban Gamliel, they brought Rabban Gamliel kfar utnai, who was in kfar utnai, get isha, a divorce document. V'hayu edov edekutim, and in that case, both of the witnesses were kuti v'chichshir. Rabban Gamliel approved it as kosher and the divorce as done. He explained in his opinion, in his experience, the kutim were very exacting, in particular in biblical mitzvot, written in the Torah, even though they were not happy with rabbinical mitzvot. The Mishnah goes on, Kol ashtarot ha'olim be'arkayot shel goyim. Any official documents that are processed through the courts of the non-Jews. Afal pi, even though shechodmeim goyim, the ones who stamp them and approve these documents are non-Jewish, kishayim. These are still valid documents. Chutz migidesh nashim v'shechorei avadim. Except for a get for a woman or emancipation proclamation. Those require Jewish signatures and processing through a Jewish beit din, a Jewish court. Now the chiluk here, the difference is, the Barner explains, these are financial documents and they're really proof. You know, you hold the deed of your house or the loan document as proof of the loan or the mortgage. Whereas a get isha or get shichur is the actual it's the method through which the kinyan, the transference, the release is affected. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he argues, off elu kasherin, even a get shichur, a get isha, could be kosher if it went through an official non-Jewish court. Lo huzkuru ele bizman shenase behedyot. It's only a problem if it's done privately, not through official channels. Now, it's going on in Rabbi Shimon, if it's done officially through the court, everybody knows that the people, the officials who signed the document are not Jewish, and they'll be careful to have two kosher Jewish witnesses when they present the get to the wife or the Eved. And in Rabbi Shimon's opinion, the witnesses to the giving of the document can be effective to make the separation happen, even when the witnesses on the document itself were not Jewish. But if the witnesses might be Jewish because it's done privately, we're not so sure, then people might not be careful to find proper witnessing for the actual delivery. So this concept of Rabbi Shimon comes up throughout the Talmud in Gittin called Eide Mesira Karti. The witnesses to the delivery are what cuts off the relationship. Whereas the other sages hold Eide Hatima Karti. The witnesses who sign on the document are the most important witnesses for ending the relationship, but they also require the giving of the document. Now on to Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Ha'omer, one says, Ten get zay le'ishti, give this divorce to the wife, Ushtar shechro zay le'ovdi, or this emancipation proclamation to an Eved Kanani, Imrotza lachzor b'shnehem yachzor. Now if the giver wants to retract either of them before the document reaches the hands of the intended recipient, he may retract. Divrei Rebbe Meir. This is according to Rebbe Meir. Now what's going on is Rebbe Meir holds the husband can appoint an agent to deliver the get, but he can't make an agent to receive the get. So giving a get to a third party, the husband cannot make the Eved or the Isha automatically own it at this point because it's not a complete merit. There's a bit of a demerit because they're now losing the right to support. The wife has a right to support and Eved has the right to be fed. And we have a rule generally, Zochin la'adam shelo b'fanav, you can acquire an item or a right for a person who's not there, on behalf of a third party who's not present, only when it's a real zechut, says Rabbi Meir, not when there are downsides to this acquisition. So when the third party receives the get, it's not as if it's given to the Isha or the Eved, it has to actually be delivered before the kinyan is effective. The Chachamim, I mean, the other sages say, Begitei Nashim, yes, that's true, Rabbi Meir, by Get Isha, Aval lo b'shechori avadim, but not for Eved Kenani, lefi shezochin la'adam shelo b'fanav, because you can benefit someone even if they're not there, even if they never agreed that you'd be their agent to acquire the benefit. Ve'en chavin lo ela b'fanav, you cannot be a messenger of misfortune, you know, affect a transaction or acquire a right that has a downside when the person is not there approving. And the sages explain why it's different by an Isha. She'im yirtze, the Mishnah says, if he wants, shelo lozonet avdo, if the master wants to not feed the Eved, rashai, he can tell the Eved, listen, I'm going to give you some downtime, you go out and make your own money on the side and support yourself from that money. He's allowed to do that instead of feeding the Eved himself. But a husband is never allowed to tell a wife, I'm not going to feed you, you go make your own money. So by any divorce, there's always an element of chavin, of something negative, because she's losing that right to support. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Meir replied, V'harehu posel et avdo min a truma, if the master is a kohen, he can feed his household truma, including his animals and his servants. Keshemzhu posalet ishto, just like if Mr. Cohen gives Mrs. Cohen a get, she can no longer eat truma, unless, of course, her father was a Cohen as well. But Rabbi Meir's point is there's an equal detriment to giving the shichor or the get isha because they lose the rights to support, including truma. Amru lo, the sages of Rabbi Meir, mipneshu kinyonu. It's not because there's a personal relationship between the Kohen and the Eved Kenani that he gets to eat truma. He's not like a wife here. He's just a member of the household. He's on the staff. So just like the Kohen's animals also get to eat truma, he gets to eat truma, not on the basis of a marital type relationship. They say it's not the same thing. Now the Mishnah explains a detail of the husband or the master giving the get to someone else to give to the Isha or the Eved. Ha'omer tznu get zay le'ishti, one says, give this get to the wife, shtar shichor zay le'avdi, or this emancipation proclamation to the Eved, met. And then unfortunately, the giver, the sender, passes away before it's given. Lo yitnu la'achar mita, they are not allowed to give this document after he's passed away. This reminds us of our Yevamot days, where sometimes a husband who had no children, who was very ill, might want to give a get to his wife so she would not have to fall to his brother to get Yibam or Chalitza. And of course, that would only work if the husband is still alive at the time she gets the get. The Mishnah contrasts to new mana le'ish plone, give $100 to a certain person, v'metz, and the giver passes away before it's given. Yitnu la'achar mita, you can give money even after he's passed away. The Barton Nura brings from the Gemara that when someone is very ill or someone is approaching death, we want their last will and testament and their statements to be taken seriously, to put their mind at ease. So therefore, the sages enacted that such gifts, to put their mind at ease, should have the status as if they're already a done deal. Yisher kochachem, zei gesund.